How's it going, everybody? We are the Trophy Husbands. I am Marcus.
I am Steve.
I am Nick, and joining us once again, after the first time of terrible audio...
Yeah, after the decibel episode...
Eric.
Hey!
So what was that pause for, Nick? I'm just like, me, Steve, and Nick's just like...
I wanted to be a little more dramatic, come on.
Oh, you're that guy.
I'm more special than you two. I needed it.
So I was like, wait, am I? Oh, I'm special.
Because Luke's not here.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I like being last of the officials. So anyway.
I was going to take that and run with it, but continue.
Let's jump into it here, guys. We are recording on a Sunday. Prior to the Steelers hopefully winning over the Chiefs, go Steelers!
go sports ball, yeah.
Yes, go sports ball. Anyway, we were fortunately enough able to get Devix, Eric, back on after his first recording that was terrible. Prior to we were using my phone, for some reason, Steve's boomstick mic messed up on us that time around. I don't know if it was actually the boomstick, it might have just been me messing it up. But,
no, he was trying to record records, remember?
Oh, that's right, that's right.
So he had the settings all funk-tastic.
All funky, yeah, that's
but
right.
The records are
that.
Already recorded.
I was like, I want to download it. I want to be cool. I want to record this under my computer. This sounds like a great idea.
So look, cool.
Look at my thick Ray-Ban glasses and my Nautica and my Nautica polo that I'm wearing.
Shut up, guy.
He's actually on him, man. Why are you beefing? It looks sharp.
No, I'm just giving him shit.
Anyway,
have you heard this? Have you
listened to the podcast?
Yeah, we're like 40 episodes in. Don't you know
this is part 41 of the ritual? Actually,
yeah, that's why I said like 40 because this
no,
is
41. I've only been on all 41, unlike somebody. Just saying.
Oh,
what?
Oh, we're gonna do that?
Yeah, Steve.
Oh, all right. I mean, you're
somebody's
not wrong.
Only been on 39 episodes.
Well, whatever. I don't even have a comeback just because I overslept that day.
Yeah, you did. Anyway, speaking of oversleeping, let's jump into it. I first want to rewind to last weekend, last Saturday, when we recorded. Luke decided to stay up that night. And he went out, bought himself, like, a bottle of whiskey and a bottle of Coke and whatnot. And he's like, hey, yeah, like, you know, let's just chill and have
a drink. They sell Coke like that now.
Apparently.
In a bottle.
It's always been in a bottle, Steve. Anyway.
Some people do that with Molly. They'll take MDMA.
In a bottle?
No, they'll put it in water because they don't like... They don't like the taste of it.
Yeah,
so they'll
take
it and like, mix it with water and drink it and they call it Molly water.
I would not know. Anyway.
Wait, who's Molly?
Oh, so clean, Eric.
I don't know. Madonna asked for her one time at a concert, and then Deadmau5 got really mad. So maybe
she was explaining that she was like a virgin.
Wait, who's Madonna? No.
I thought you were the musician, man. I thought you were the music man.
You know me.
Fiddles on roofs.
Exactly. Anyway, so we Luke brought in bottle of whiskey, bottle of Coke. And myself, Steve, and Luke were having fun, just putting back some stuff with Maggie and Alex there. Then Greg joined us with his maybe girlfriend, I don't know, India. And so we were chilling and drinking and whatnot. And then Greg, Luke, and myself decided, let's keep the party going. And we went down to the Hound. And there we actually ran into Topher. Topher was there randomly, like, we walked into him as he was, like, walking out. He was like, I can't stand Rachel's one friend. And then he was like, oh, you guys are here. Okay, I can totally stand everything now. Like, you guys make life better. And we're like, okay, cool. And so we ended up bringing Topher back in, and we all kept on drinking. I think Topher was DDing that night, so he didn't have anything. Long story short, though, Greg, Luke, and I ended up closing out the Hound, and then Greg got picked up by a completely sober India because she had a headache and had left earlier. And so then Luke...
That's actually impressive, a sober hooker. That is actually very impressive.
Ow!
I don't even know what the fuck to say.
So
I have no witty remark. No snappy comeback. I'm just like,
that's,
man.
That's a rarity.
It must be tough to be a hooker these days.
You could tell us.
Have you ever watched those, like, documentaries?
Rent's got to get paid. Fuck you.
These documentaries are awful. It's like, oh, they're all, like, high on stuff because they hate their job. They don't want to be. They don't want to be doing this.
No, they
it's
don't.
It's basically, like, slavery almost.
That's why it's called sex trafficking. It is. It's not like it is. It's so fucked up.
You're upset about this, has been.
I'm just saying, like, it's like they're like sex slaves or something. No, they literally are. They are. There's like Stockholm syndrome and fucking like mental health that needs to be evaluated, and they have drugs in their. It's fucked up, and I know this because yes, I have watched the documentaries, and
yes, he has lived it.
No, I have not. No.
Marcus, are you a hooker?
I can see it.
It was your cat.
Everyone likes a piece of dark chocolate.
Fuck all y'all.
He's a little more milky
Hindu
chocolate.
And he was a prostitute frog.
A prostitute frog in a Hindu in a previous life.
Everyone wants a piece of Black Cupid.
Yeah, this Saturday.
This Saturday, Black Cupid. Anyway, so Luke and I got back to the apartment, and it became an accidental sunrise crew where him and I just kept on putting back beers and drinks essentially until maybe a half hour after. Like, Steve said around like 7 o'clock or so, he's like, "You guys are still up?" And we're like, sorry, we're getting ready to go to bed. Like, we were being obnoxiously loud. We were both obnoxiously drunk. But we're like, around like 7:30 or so, we're like, we should really stop doing this. We're getting too old for this stuff.
Really, over the last year, I've just turned into an old man. So I just go to bed
you
at 9 o'clock.
Get off my lawn!
I just go to bed at 9 o'clock, and then I wake up at like 6, and I'm like, what?
And you
what?
Hear me and
why
Luke
am
giggling
I still
downstairs?
Hearing noise?
You see Steve come down in like his fuzzy bunny slippers, his robe looking all disgruntled. He doesn't have his glasses on. His hair is like flipped to one side, and he's just like, "What the fuck are you guys doing? Go to bed. It's 7 o'clock in the morning."
Meanwhile, Luke and I are literally like all but falling over. Just like, "What are you talking about? It's 7 o'clock. When did it become 7 o'clock?"
And Luke's just like, "We should go to Infinito's later."
All right. So actually, it was funny. Luke died on the couch. Then, like, I got up 4 hours later to go to my mom's for watching the Steelers game and whatnot. Alex was gone, and I'm going and watch the entirety of the Steelers game. I'm getting back around like 5:30-ish or so, and I meet Steve and Maggie as they're on their way out, and I'm like, okay, so cool. Like, you guys are leaving. Alex is coming back soon. And I go, is Luke gone? I'm like, I'm sure Luke's gone by now. And they're like, no, he's still on. Like, Luke died that night. It was so funny. I don't know.
Charger's still up here. I was going to watch TV. I was talking to him for a little bit, and he was like, I'm just going to go up and sleep in the studio.
He slept in my room. He slept in my bed instead. He Snapchatted me a picture of himself in my bed.
At least he wasn't, like, ass naked in your bed.
Yeah. Anyway, though,
I can see Luke's just like, I'm putting my balls on everything.
I could see him doing
and this
right
gets
on
my
your
balls,
set.
And this gets my balls.
He's the Oprah of balls?
Nick wakes up and he's...
Ask Jackson Street.
Nick wakes up on his pillow, he's like, I got a hair in my mouth. I hate when that happens.
Oh, God.
And the thing is, I think it was Alex because her hair gets everywhere. But I'm like, wait a minute, why is this one, like, curly?
Oh, man.
Oh, God!
That's one of those ones that really got in there. It just really got in there. It's like on the inside of your cheek, and you're like, I'm trying to get it, I can't get it.
All right, moving on. This is weird.
This is disturbing. I agree. Let's fast forward to Friday. Because on Saturday morning, I didn't do anything this weekend. Like, I didn't do anything Friday or Saturday. I just chilled. But on Saturday morning, I saw some pretty interesting Snapchats, courtesy of Eric, of Marcus and Eric's Friday. Please, guys.
Friday night extravaganza.
Yeah, so first...
I saw Marcus doing shots.
Nuh-uh.
First, we went and knitted sweaters for the homeless.
And then we went Christmas caroling in January.
I was about to say, Christmas is past. Get something new.
We went winter solstice caroling. But, so this guy shoots me a message. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. And he's just like, yo, Baltimore, what are you feeling? And I'm like, I think nothing. I could do it.
You're like, as long as I have a safer drive than last time, sure.
Yeah, as long as I'm not with Nick in the car going 90 million miles an hour.
Complaining about going slow.
Did you update your life insurance policy?
Only with Nick.
What? You put it in a clause, like, you put in a statement, like, when with Nick Lenz, driving.
Yeah, yep, I call it the N-Lenz insurance. It's specifically for when I ride with him. I also have a crash helmet that I wear.
The N-Lenz ambulance.
I don't go that path.
says the man who was complaining that everybody was going 70.
It was 80.
See?
It was slow. It was too slow.
It was not slow. They were going above the speed limit, and you were still bitching.
We've gone over this before. Let's move
yes,
on.
I'm sorry. Go.
I'm not
going to
stop fighting because that means that I'm wrong.
All right, so our whole thing about this Baltimore trip ended up being Marcus agreeing to coming down. I believe we went up to, I had a gig up at a Springgate Vineyard up in Harrisburg, and he agreed to come to that. I also texted our friend Sawala. He also came. He wasn't planning on going down, but eventually did,
Shout
too.
To Sawala.
And then...
Street Buns.
The Street Bun Trio. I ended up...
starting a new podcast called Street Bums.
Exactly. I ended up asking Marcus if he wanted any of the wine, because I get a free bottle when I play there. And I'm allowed to, drink throughout the thing. And I also get free drinks out of the house thing. So it's kind of fun. And Marcus was like, yeah, I'll take a glass. And I was like, wait. Are you drinking the night? I was like, is Marcus drinking the night? Eyes wide. I'm like, fuck yeah. And Marcus
Let's
is
go.
Just like, yeah, we'll get into something.
Everyone's like, yeah, I'm just like, well, golly gee whiz, I think we'll do it, yeah.
Marcus is like, yeah, I mean, And meanwhile, Eric's like, yes, Marcus.
fuck yeah. drink.
So we
just one glass of wine.
We only had a couple of drinks there because it was we had to drive back down and they probably faded by the time we got down there anyway. But we got down and parked in the garage. My friend Alessandro lives down there, so we ended up that's where we were going with Sawala and another friend of ours named Jen.
Yes.
Within the premise in his location, his dude castle, as
he
likes to
call
it.
Is that where you were for New Year's?
No, that was my girlfriend's brother's house.
Oh, okay.
Which was
actually even closer to 10 or 15 minute walk to Lopez's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Travis is, or not, yeah, Trav, yeah. Lopez. Yeah,
Travis,
he's really
Lopez,
close
Franco.
To,
he has multiple names.
he's Franco really close to the brother.
Okay.
Alessandro's like equidistant, but on the opposite side of the inner harbor.
The other way.
Yeah, so it's like if you were to go like however long to the inner harbor, he's like the opposite. Like, you keep going that way or something.
And then, gotcha.
Yeah. But yeah, so we got down there. We're like, all right, might as well drink before we get there because we already missed like... We're going to have to pay for cover.
Stuff, yeah.
All the fun stuff. Like, we're going down for my manager's birthday. And we end up having a few drinks there. What am I missing there?
Oh, okay. Here's the
shots.
I did see Snapchats of Marcus doing shots.
So
that's what got me excited.
we get there and everybody gets a tour of the place that's never been there. So it's like just me and Sawala
and Jen.
And
she had gotten one before that. Like,
okay,
so
cool.
We weren't there yet.
Yeah, I didn't know.
A secondary tour.
Yeah, another tour. So everybody gets a tour and then Alex is just like, yeah, there's booze downstairs. Drink whatever you want. And I'm just like, oh, whatever. So I go down.
Marcus does that hand thing up. Like, all right, here we go. What do we got to work with?
He's like, I'm ready. Let's do this.
Kind of probably most likely did that. But
I've seen you do that before.
Yeah, it happens from time to time. But so we're downstairs, and it's me, Eric, Alex and Jen, and Jen's just like, I don't know how to make a drink. You should make me a drink. So I'm like, all right.
So here comes bartender Master Marcus.
Pretty much. I just started whipping up everyone's drinks, and I made one for her, and I let her taste it. And she's like, oh my god, it's so good. And then
it
I made
like Jello. Like straight up like strawberry Jello.
Like the red like
when
Jello.
When you're supposed to go to freeze it or put it in the fridge or whatever, yeah. It cools down. It's like if you were to take a sip before it cooled down.
God, that thing had to be so sugary.
It actually wasn't very sugary at all. It had like the perfect amount of the blend of like that sweet end and then that little bit of the bitter end coming from the alcohol.
Look at Marcus. So
it's pretty solid.
The guy in bartending school, I would be like, oh, Marcus is so good at this. Oh, you're getting
your doctorate, ass?
I don't drink. That's my trick.
I actually did take bartending class once.
J-E-L-L-O.
Yeah. Never went back to complete it, but I took it.
Marcus is half a bartender.
But yeah. You can still say, like, hey, I'll make your drink. I went to bartending.
So yeah.
He kept on getting kicked out because he kept on trying to put Manischewitz in everything.
It's the secret ingredient to life.
Marcus is like, what's that? You want a rum and coke? Here's some Manischewitz. What's that? You want a rum and coke? Here's a poor man's mimosa. God dang it, Marcus.
Actually, if you go back and watch The Land Before Time, you just see a giant bottle of Manischewitz just sitting around.
It's the secret of life.
Ducky and Petrie are just like, what's this?
Manischewitz. I don't remember that in Land Before Time, but I want to see it now.
There's deleted scenes.
The bloopers.
Yeah. That was product placement, and they realized it was to kids, so they took it out.
You see Ducky and Littlefoot getting hammered together.
You see, I'm drunk. Yup, yup, yup.
I'm fucked up, up, up.
Yeah. Yeah, so I ended up making everyone drinks, and then, like, as I was making drinks randomly, they had this big-ass bottle of Evan Williams, so I poured two shots. I didn't say who they were for, but I just poured them.
I was sitting on the side. I'm like, great, all right, so people taking shots without me, is that what's going on? And then, no.
So it was kind of like,
right off the bat. Like, oh, boo for me, thanks.
Yeah, I was, like, dangling the carrot, and it's like, this horse is going to go, because I just poured I poured two, there was four of us.
Right.
Nobody claimed them, and they're just like, wait, who are these shots for?
Wow,
and
I'm nobody's just like, fun in your group. Like, if it was me and Luke, they would have been gone.
No, but that's the thing. Eventually, somebody, I think it was you and me, were just like, all right, fine, let's go. And then Jen was like, no, Alex was like,
yeah, Alex said he wanted in, so he grabs
so we got
we
one,
got
and
third
then
shot.
Jen was just like, but wait.
In the middle of my Snapchat, I'm like, all right, 3, 2, 1, here. She's like, wait, I want one. I'm like, what the fuck?
Come on!
You ruined my Snap. I posted it anyway, but we moved on. We got another Snap going. And then, she doesn't end up taking a shot. She's like, oh, wait, never mind. So it was all for nothing.
Weak,
and it's like, all right.
Yeah.
He's over there. He's like, he's got his bartending certificate out. He's like, I just made this.
Come on.
Go do it.
You owe me at least $6.
All I did was pour this Evan Williams into the shot glass. But it's the principle, damn it.
Hey, man, that would be like $6.
So I think the reason we didn't end up initially just taking the shots and grabbing them was because we were kind of in the middle of the other drink, which was not – it wasn't like heavy tasting, but it was definitely – there was a decent amount.
It was
strong. It was strong, yeah.
Yeah.
And Jen was already – like she didn't even finish her first cup yet.
Oh,
and I think we only had a time for one cup before we left. She had not finished the first cup, and she was already like,
she's already feeling it.
I'm feeling it, and I'm such a lightweight. Oh my god, I'm just like, dude, you didn't even finish the first one.
Oh yeah, dude, I loaded those bad boys up. They were not for the light of heart, but they were tasty, so they were dangerous.
I can attest to that. I have had a Marcus mixed drink before, and he does mix strong. He does absolutely mix strong.
But he mixes well every time. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, it's strong, but it's, like, the perfect strong.
No, I completely agree.
Yes, it's an art form. There was one party, like, forever ago, and it was my friend's girlfriend, and she was just like, make me a drink. So I made her a drink, and then she refused to let anyone else make her a drink, but she only had three drinks, and then she was tanked for the night. So...
Okay, so anyway, on with Friday.
But, so we drank. I'm pretty sure we did two sets of shots, two or three, I think.
We did two.
I think we did two. Because
I was
shots.
Like, yeah, no, I took the. Well, no, the first one was the one that Jen interrupted.
Oh, the one
was
the mess of, okay.
And then we do the second one, the snap, and that's the first shot. And then we didn't do a snap for the third shot, but when we took it, I was so close to throwing up. I just kind of like, you know, held that shit back and was like, oh, God.
And so
do I want to do this?
It's one of those, like, I'm not sick, but it's like, My gag reflex does not like that amount of liquor sliding down my throat at that rate.
Why are you doing this to me?
Well, I just have a terrible tongue for liquor. Like, I kind of just hate liquor. But I'll drink I'll do shots. You know what I mean?
Until
like, I'm not
going to. When you get hammered, you get very grabby. Like, not grabby on people. You will grab everybody's drink.
That is so true. I drank a random drink that night, actually.
You did. Oh, sad. I can tell you so many times of you being hammered and coming up and, like, we'd have a pitcher or something, and you just grab my beer, like, hey, can I get this? Thanks. And I'm like, dude, we have a pitcher. I'll gladly pour you one.
Let me have that real quick.
You've grabbed my beer, drink it out of it, put it back. I'm like, dude, I will pour you a beer. Like, you don't have to keep grabbing.
You can have some, too.
Exactly.
But, like, no, I want this beer because it's yours.
Next time, I'm just going to pour it, leave the cup for you guys, and take the picture and
walk away with the picture. But the classic, like, take a slice of cake, put it on the side, and walk away with the cake.
It's
my birthday. Well, it's mine now.
It's my birthday now. They said candy from a baby. They didn't say a damn thing about cake.
Nor did they say alcohol from a drunk.
Yes. So, alright.
Yeah, so I guess we're at this point heading out the door. So Wallet's there. So luckily he hadn't drank anything yet. And he was gonna drive us there so we could avoid an Uber.
Yeah.
Sure.
So he was planning on leaving.
So
we all pile in the car. And he's just like, all right, yo, who wants the aux cord? Immediately, I just snatch it. I was like, this is mine. Let's fucking go.
I was like, okay, I guess I'm not.
And then, like, they're piled in the
back. Nobody wants to hear your music, Dedex.
It's kind of true. It's, like, half true.
It's not that we hate it. It's just, like, indie folk is not, it's not the time for Friday.
It's not Turn Up on Friday.
No, it's not. It's just like, well, do you hear that?
Let's
cello?
Light some candles.
Let's take a quick nap before we go to the bar, I guess.
But no, I remember I was just like, from the door, as soon as we left the apartment or the house or whatever you want to call it, I was just go mode. Like, I was
spin dancing in the street.
Yeah, I was just ready.
God, I wish I could have been there.
Like, you don't understand. Like, when Suala handed me the aux cord, plug it in, I think I played some Banks. I played The Weeknd.
Nice.
And I remember, like, I think I played This Is What It Feels Like, and I played The Hills, and I just cranked it. I had the windows down, and, like, the chorus hits. I'm literally dancing, like, moshing in the fucking passenger seat
by myself,
and everyone in the back seat is, like, bobbing around. And so I was just like, fuck yeah! And we got the windows down, like, floating through Baltimore.
It's funny,
because
at first he was like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't get too crazy, because I don't want to, like, get in trouble with the cops. And then, like, 5 seconds later, he's like, yeah, fuck it, turns the volume off and then just starts going in too. So
we're
like yelling out the window and shit, like, we're those people where everyone's just like driving along and you
see
our car.
You're obnoxious people that I hear, I swear, like, at least once every night going down Philadelphia with, like, the music bumped up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, it's a Tuesday. I'm trying to sleep.
Any day is drinking day.
Exactly.
Well, you have a problem.
It's funny that you mentioned that, yelling out the window and stuff, because actually, for whatever reason, forgot to tell you guys, when I went out to get Sawala, because he was parking, I was telling him where to park, I was on the phone. I just kind of had one hand pointed, and his car drives by. Is this guy hanging out the window? He's like, yeah, I'll suck your dick for something. I did not hear the rest of his sentence, but he drives off. And I'm just like, what the fuck just happened?
What is going on in that car?
I had no clue what was going on, but I was just like, you know what? I guess he's going to get laid tonight. He's looking to get laid tonight. Let him have his fun. You know, shoe.
I mean, he came in hard. Like, that was a Hail Mary. Hail Mary.
Is that normal, show me your dick? This guy's just going right on Front Street.
He expects me to be like, oh, okay, yeah, stop the car. I'm coming.
Stop the car.
Running down the street half naked.
pants around your ankles, penguin shuffling.
Pants on the ground.
Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
So we end up getting there after parking and all. We start walking towards the front, and we're going to Power Plant Live. This is where she wanted.
Oh yeah, yeah.
This is where she wanted to celebrate, and I've never been before. But apparently, you go in, and it's like a mini Secrets. Like,
yeah,
you go to Ocean City.
Yeah.
You walk in, and there's just bars everywhere. It looks like a tiny little city of bars,
but it's
just a giant
bar.
Cool.
It's cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. So we before we got to the entrance, we were like trying to find, because of the way they address set it up, it sounded like it would not been there that they were at, like, from the spot they were at.
Yeah.
So they were like mosaics or something, and it said a different number of the street, but it was like a giant circle, so it's kind of weird.
Sure.
But so we start going towards the entrance, And so Walla and Marcus are thinking it's like around the side or something. So they start walking down in the alley, not like alleyway, but like just an extra sidewalk. And they're like, hey, guys, like three times because they can't hear. They're like far down already. I'm like, hey, what are you guys doing? It's this way. So Walla turns back, comes to us, and Marcus is still walking straight.
I don't remember, but apparently I was committed.
I was like, Marcus, I literally yelled, like, what the fuck are you doing? And he turns around and he's just like, hands. I don't.
Like a lost child. Like, you really
want to. It's like, oh.
I found this lollipop.
There was a man with candy.
He was sketchy.
There was a man with more shots, and I just.
Dear Shots Fairy, why did you leave? Sign Marcus.
He had some weird ass, like.
Marcus, it was just a bag of needles.
Oh, God. It is
I feel like you had this experience of like he turned around, looks at us, and then looks back for a second, and the man's
the
gone.
Go?
No, he's gone. He's just disappeared. It's like, all right, I guess I'll go with him then.
All right, I guess if the shot fairy is gone, I'll go.
But
with
yeah,
these guys.
So we get in, find everybody that we're supposed to be with. You know how like you normally you're just like, hey, and you go around specifically to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I immediately, I said hi to no one. I said hi to fucking no one. I whatever song was playing, I remember it was fantastic. Dance floor immediately. Like fuck y'all. I know you. I love you guys. But no, I need this.
I don't love you as much as this song.
I need this in my veins.
One of the people that was there. Like
I do remember one of Eric's Snapchats was on the floor and everything.
Like, yeah. We were there like all night. It was fantastic. Yeah. Man. Like,
it looked sick. It looked cool. I would have been right there with you.
It was so much fun.
It wasn't as tough drinks to get or tough to get drinks as I thought it was going to be. The whole
drink
bar
get
was crowded.
Tough.
Yeah.
tough at that point, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
You already had the tough
hey,
drinks.
Hey, how drink to get tough over here? You know
but
that?
Yeah, like... This man is flagged. This man...
The bartender's like, I speak this.
He's like, I didn't know we were doing Star Wars Yoda, but all right, well, I can roll with this.
Just looks over to the other bartender. Yeah, give him a Vegas bomb. Yeah, that's what he wants.
And that's what we were having. They were really good. I think they might have been a little weak, but we were having those good. I think I had maybe three or four of those.
I just remember at one point, I walked over. I was talking to somebody, and I feel a tap on my shoulder. And I turn around, and Alex just hands me a glass, and I'm just like,
oh yeah, because we had like set up to get drinks, and we had like this sure. like kind of discounted drink for Megan's birthday because she, mm-hmm. she told us like ask for this guy and say you're getting this or whatever. So he's like, yeah, can we get some of these? And we're trying to figure out who all wants one. And so Walla didn't want liquor; he wanted a beer. So I was like, all right. So then we got to like factor in who's getting what. I knew I wanted a beer for afterwards, and I was like, originally I said to the guy, like, give me five because we're gonna be it's gonna be me, Marcus, Alex, Jen, and Sawala. I think I figured everyone else already had their drinks. And Sawala says he doesn't want it. He's getting a beer. But I couldn't get the guy on time. So he gave me the fifth drink. Alex hands one to Marcus, one to Jen, and then grabs one for himself. I'm sitting there with two drinks. I had already ordered a Yingling. So now I have two drinks and a Yingling. And then I was like, no, it's Megan's birthday. Let's give this one to Megan. So we hand it off to her. And yeah, I ended up chugging because I thought I was going to get to that drink. Because at first she had a drink in her hands. So right. She was like, yeah, no, I'm good. No, I'm good. And then, I'm sorry, this whole time I'm thinking Chris D'Elia's comedy act. I'm thinking, we made it! We made it!
We were actually those people, though. We really were. We really fucking were. Like when I said, like, I went, like, okay, so there's the group and they're all dancing together. I literally, like, walk up to Mona. And I'm just like, oh my god, give her a big hug. Immediately just snatched Mona, like, dance floor! Like, no, there was...
We're doing this!
Yeah, it was just like, everybody was already on the dance floor, and it was just like, pandemonium. Because it was just like, there was like six or seven of them, and there was five of us. And then Steph was there, but she was at the, like, the rock part of the
I thought
thing.
She was I thought there. You there for yeah. a second was going to say the rock well.
No, that's...
No.
You hear that, Travis?
No. But, and it was just, like, go mode. At one point in time, like, Jen is on stage dancing with all of this, like, it's like a bridal party and all these bridesmaids and everything.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was there.
Yeah. We all got dragged on stage with Jen, and then security's just like, you have balls, get off.
Yeah, exactly. Jen drags, she's like, Harry, come up here. And I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Fucking dance on the thing. And then she's... Yeah, helps me up, and then Alex is walking in. He's like, "Yeah, let me up too." And I was like, "Yeah, let's get him up there." So we're all three of us are up there, and immediately this guy comes in, shuts us down, and then Alex thought it was for the bridal girl because she wanted to, the bride is what they're called.
Yeah, nope. The bridal girl.
The bride wanted to dance up there, and so that's what he thought it was. So we got kicked off. They went on, and then like apparently a few minutes later, Alex tried to go up again, but immediately guy told him to get off, and this time no one took his place. So. They definitely were sexist. They didn't want to see our junk flopping around. Like
they were just—they just had junk envy.
Junk envy.
That's my.
Or they watched Meat Spin earlier.
You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round, round, round. But dude, it was like that whole night when I say that night was like an Etch-a-Sketch, Blair. That shit was...
I literally texted into the group around, like, 9:30 or 10 o'clock on Saturday because I was going over my Snapchat.
Yeah,
and I
saw.
I was like, I see Marcus drinking shots. I cannot wait for this week's episode. I want stories.
Oh, got it, dude. On 10. Whole night. Like, from the car... From the house to the car, from the car to the club... 10 all just dance floor. And I remember at one point, I was like literally working up a sweat. I was like sweating and going, and some random chick tried to like yank me to her, and I was just like, nope, had to like maneuver myself out of it, was not feeling it.
Oh, jeez.
I was just like, it was like if a tornado had legs. That was me. Like, I was gone.
Walking tornado.
Call this one the fucking whirlwind. Watch this shit.
Yeah,
so basically, you turn to the Tasmanian devil.
Oh, I was yeah.
He like, turned into Red Tornado from DC.
Yeah.
I couldn't really understand anything he was saying, so.
I mean, a Red Tornado, I did feel like a robot, so, you know.
Welcome to the club.
It was actually kind of funny. On Friday, I said I didn't do anything, which I really didn't, but at one point Friday, I went down completely sober to fill up my growler at the Hound. Mm-hmm. And I took my empty growler, got down there, and I ended up meeting some people that I knew. And so, like, one of them's like, oh, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just filling up my growler, and then I'm leaving. They're like, oh, let me buy you a beer. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to say no. Next thing I know, I'm like 6 or 7 strong beers in, and I'm like, oh, God, I'm feeling it. And so, like, I got my growler filled, and, like, this was all in the span of maybe an hour and a half or so, and I got my growler filled, and then I come back, and I'm just like, I don't even want my growler anymore. Like, I'm already kind of drunk.
I mean, you're feeling it. You're going to regret right now.
I mean, I wasn't complaining because all of them but one of those drinks were bought for me. I bought one of those drinks, and the rest, everyone, for some reason, was just buying me drinks.
The air is so cold and low. You're feeling it.
I'm feeling it!
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we at the Rockwell.
Yeah.
No, because
not
there's
at
some,
the Rockwell.
There's not some weird, dude like trying to dance with everyone, and I can breathe.
Oh, I remember that.
That
was awful.
Dude, our next morning, by the way, was just shit. Just so everyone knows.
Let's hear it.
It was like, it was awesome. It was a great night, but that morning was shit. Well, personally, people are going to hate me for this, but I just don't get hangovers, so that wasn't the issue.
Also there.
Yes, fuck yeah. I think
I've had 2 hangovers in my entire life.
A none.
Oh, lucky you.
Let's put it there. No,
I had a demon in me, so I was like, fuck this shit.
At least it wasn't a hangover. It was just a demon.
Yeah, exactly. I just put it this way. Like, you've
I've
seen me drink.
The poos.
So it's like a miracle.
those fiery liquor shits.
I don't want to hangovers ever. I don't
it's awesome. It feels
oh,
so great.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Right?
It's
so
awesome.
I wake up in the morning and people are like messing with me, and if I had a hangover, I'd be so fucking
You'd
pissed.
Be so pissed.
But instead,
off.
I'm just like, dude, I just want to sleep. Like, get off my face.
I mean, for me, I just don't even sleep. I'm just like, all right, what's up? I'll be messing with you first.
We all woke up. And it's like, he's the last one, but we're just like, let's go get food. And we're like, Eric, wake up. And he's just like, no, no. So we took the covers, threw the covers off of him. Eventually, he somehow, like, scrambled into fucking Alex's bed. And yeah, well, it's bound to happen. he goes into Alex's bed and like wraps himself in everything because everybody was just like up and getting dressed and stuff.
Alex is short for Alessandro, for those who don't know.
Yeah.
Gotcha. The Vola twins are Alessandro and Francesco. We just call them Alex and Frank. It's like five seconds faster.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. So he's in his bed. So we're like trying to drag him out of the bed. And at one point he has a grip around the mattress because it's a twin. So it's kind of, it's tiny.
It's not, yeah, it's, yeah. You can actually, so he's get your
like,
arms around
yeah,
it.
He's holding, like, has a death grip on the mattress. So we can't do anything. And eventually at one point, I came running through the room and just dive bombed on the bed.
I had the like slightest millisecond of a chance to at least put my arm somewhere where his like freaking elbow drop wasn't going to like destroy my rib cage. I was like, holy shit, that could have been so I much worse. But I was like, all right. But I'm still staying in bed. So I think he did it maybe once or twice more.
Yeah, and then eventually we just literally flipped the mattress.
Yeah, that's what it came to.
That's what it was like, all right.
But no, I mean, that's kind of like a classic go-to now. It's because we...
What, flip the mattress?
For one time. Literally. Yeah. All right, so we go to State College pretty often. And the Vola twins had an apartment up there with their roommate, Tien. And the one day, Francesco wouldn't get up. We all wanted to go get breakfast or do something. And if Francesco wasn't getting up, we were like, bro, you're getting up. Like, I don't know, just like, no, happening. No.
But that was
so we slowly do the same thing. Yeah, State Patties. We slowly do the same thing, and you're like, all right, blanket, no blanket, pillow. You want nope? Take that. That's ours now.
Just start living it away.
He's down to just him in the bed, and he's like, mm. And then, so
I think it was me and Gio. We flipped it, and then Gio just blamed me.
No. It was me and you.
That's rude.
And then because Gio. It was me and you that
so
did
it. So
it
was Eric that just blamed you.
No, Gio still blamed him. Gio wasn't even involved. And he says, like, yeah, it was just Marcus.
Yeah.
Because Francesco's still half asleep. He doesn't know who's flipping him up from the bed.
Like, flip me over.
He ends up in the tiny little alcove between the two beds. It's just, yeah, he wasn't having a great morning. But that was still fun, you know, getting to see someone
Sounds
else.
Sounds like a really bad YouTube channel. This is how we wake our friends up. Put the mattress.
We need to record
watch this video. Shoot him in the face. It's going to be hilarious.
In the back, there's like that little crappy like bell. Like, doo, 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 doo. And it's just like us like in like hyper speed motion. Like,
no. Mattress. No, we got the high speed motion. It's like, but yeah, so this morning ends up going into the back to the Baltimore thing is
we end up the looking, fucking diner.
We finally got up. At first, I was like, if we go to IHOP and you declare it now, I will get out of bed. They said it when Mark's supposed to feel breakfast. She should have totally felt breakfast. And then he ordered breakfast where we went anyway. He's like, no, I want some, you know, Mark, a little bit
no,
greasy.
No, okay, here's
you
here's
want some, like, after drunk food, you
here's,
know, like,
here's the thing.
Some
no, they're just like pizza. It's okay. First of all, by the time we leave the house, it's like noon 30. All right. So they're just like, let's get breakfast. I'm like, mother, like, I texted Luke and I was like, yo, what's good around here? So he hit me back and he texted me about this cheesesteak place. And I was just like, oh, yes.
I could have totally went for cheesesteaks.
Yeah, but fucking Frank was just like, I don't want to.
No, because he was like, if we go get cheesesteaks, we can only get cheesesteaks. That's not really true. But
yeah.
it's not like they got pizza, right? I mean,
I'm sure it's like something
you
else.
You walk in and it's just like...
It's a stromboli, maybe?
No, just cheese sticks.
All it says is cheese sticks. That's it. There's nothing.
It's a giant menu.
No salad, no drinks. There's no napkins.
It's the cheese steak Nazi.
Have you
Nazi.
Seen My Cousin Vinny? They get to the town and they get to the
diner. Yeah, the diner.
And they're like, this is what breakfast is. It's like eggs, toast, and like hash browns.
That's it.
And then they got to like lunch, and lunch was like, I don't know, like a meatloaf. And then dinner was like some other like steak or something like that. And that's it.
Whatever they give you.
Get one thing.
And then like, I remember they ordered, and they're just like, yeah, we'll take two breakfasts. And the guy's just like, all right, cool. And he takes this, like, giant scoop of lard and just slaps it on the grill. And it's just like, he's, like, looking at him straight face, cooking everything. And they're just like, that's, you know about high cholesterol and everything, right? He's just like, yeah.
Winner. I love this. That's great.
But
what a champ.
Yeah, he acted like, just because we go to a place that specializes in cheesesteaks, that there is nothing but cheesesteaks.
That's all you get.
It's not like you can, like, I mean, Burger King doesn't sell nuggets, do they? Like, I don't know.
No, it's just burgers.
No, they just sell burgers. Chicken fries. You got chicken fries.
Kings, that's it.
They sell burgers and Kings.
That's it. You get no drinks. So there's no silverware.
And Kings don't work out so well. They're not good servants.
They're not. But if you get one, you get to change the rules. So
there you go.
All right. Yeah. True. Or if you're playing golf, you want to get rid of them because that'll fuck your score up, and then you have to drink more.
Actually, speaking of cheesesteak, I ended up having a cheesesteak on Saturday morning as well.
Nice.
Because I went, grabbed a haircut, then...
You grabbed a haircut?
Grabbed a haircut.
Just get one of these, put that in
one
the
haircut, por favor.
I went to the barber shop right by your place, Marcus, actually.
Oh, yeah, Mount Rose, yep.
Yeah. I actually ended up getting a haircut by the owner of the place, and he was telling me that they are currently celebrating their 55th year of being open. Oh. He had inherited the shop from his dad. Anyway, we went... After that, I went up to near Frank's Theater. You know how there's like that Chipotle there, mm-hmm. and there's PetSmart or something, and then there was a Pita Pit.
There was a Pita Pit.
Was a Pita Pit.
I hate that place.
Well, the Pita Pit is closed.
Wasn't
now.
It right next to a like a? It was right next to a pet shop.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It wasn't. Well, Chipotle, no, the issue was their service was just terrible.
And
it was,
oh, I think I've it was heard that.
More so, specifically, one guy who always worked there was just really bad at
Real
his job.
Dick.
It was like I ordered online. It's like come by, pick it up in 15-20 minutes. The thing that says that automatically.
Yeah, yeah.
I go by in 15 or 20 minutes. He hasn't even started working. He's like, oh, I didn't hear the thing go through. Sorry.
Oh,
so I sit there and wait, and then he gets it wrong. I go back and eat.
You
and
wanted a ham sandwich, right? This is a pita pit!
So you said pepperoni pizza?
Oh, God.
All right, well, so anyway, Cheerios in your pita? Second. You like that?
That's our breakfast, right? Pita.
Extra sugar, please.
You wanted eggs and hash browns, right?
Eggs and hash
steak.
But
cheese steak.
Well, actually, again, going back to the cheese steak, the place is now a Jersey Mike's, which I've never heard of, but is a franchise like sub shop kind of thing.
Yeah,
and, it's a situation.
Yeah, and I had I got a little coupon kind of thing for it, where essentially you get a free sub for donating minimum of $2 to Autism York. So like. I'm like, all nice. Right. I'm trying something new. I'm actually not paying this company at all, but I'm giving $2 to Autism York, and I'm getting a sub out of it. Like,
oh man, that means I'm looking at $2 soon. I mean, no, I'm not autistic. I'm not autistic.
Oh, I know. Self jab.
That's a self jab right there.
Is that one of those like? In like card games, like you hurt yourself to get like some sort of bonus.
Exactly. So I went and I got one of the regulars because that's what it was good for, and it was a little over like a 6 inch. And I just got their Philly, which they put peppers into. That was delicious. Came home, ate that, and then Saturday, anyone who checked out my Snapchat would see I was actually downtown checking out the ice sculptures and everything because they were doing all the ice sculpting and all that stuff was pretty cool. They had music going. Funniest thing I found though was at one point there was a spot where like people or well most is for kids but like they were setting up bowling pins and
oh yeah
kids could chuck a frozen chicken into the bowling pins.
And was it at least wrapped? I didn't ask you that.
Yes, like, they were wrapped. They were wrapped.
I was like,
no, they were not just picking up raw ones and throwing them over.
They're like, okay, kids, here's a salmonella-filled chicken breast.
Called a salmonella steak.
Remember to lick your fingers afterwards for good luck.
Here's a hot dog after you're done.
Exactly.
We call this red line bowling.
Dude, I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. That's exactly what it would be. And I was just dying laughing as I was walking by. But the another funny part was, like, it was cold out yesterday. And it was rainy / hailing / snowing.
Sleeting. Yeah, it was like, kind of crappy. And everything was, like, covered in ice. It was just like, don't travel unless you have to.
Exactly. Like, well, that's why I went and did all my errands early in the morning before the snow started up. Because I was like, I don't plan on going anywhere after this. But,
yeah.
It was hilarious because, like, accounting for the weather, they had literal fire pits in the middle of Beaver Street yeah. with chairs set up around it and everything. And, like, I went and I stood around wondering, and, like, I'm like, oh, this is nice and toasty, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was my Saturday because I didn't do anything last night. I did not end up going to the Hound and getting free beers, so, you know, whatevs. But
your life is so tough.
It is.
So tough.
Why do you hate me, Marcus?
There's pictures of Nick at a homeless shelter with the thing that says, his life is tough.
With Sarah McLachlan playing in the background.
He's like, frowning and holding his growler upside down. He's like, what? And it has, like, one of those speech bubbles with a giant question mark. He's just like, meh. And his growler's upside down and there's nothing coming out of it.
And it's like, life's tough, get a helmet. Meanwhile, or more beer.
Meanwhile, Nick's wearing a three-piece suit and has, like, an entire steak dinner in the other hand, but his growler's empty, so now life is tough.
Life is tough.
I feel bad for the homeless people who have to look at that bulletin board.
They're like, well, how's this tough for this guy? What?
Chris D'Elia did a small skit about something like that. He's talking about Drake. He's like, this guy will do, you know, he'll make music and he'll make you feel shitty. He'll brag about something and make you feel like shit at the same time. And he's like, you know, obviously you're wondering what the hell I'm talking about. So he starts, like, fake singing the song. And it's just like, yo, how am I supposed to keep my dick in this girl's mouth when I just had another girl with her last night? Like, I can't find my Rolex. Where's my Rolex? I checked the mansion. It's not in my Jaguar.
It's hard to keep a wasp in a large undomesticated animal.
And then he ends that, like, little spiel or whatever with, like, oh man, fuck, it must be really tough for him. Like,
well, I mean, I remember seeing somebody, I can't remember who it was, but they were making fun of, like, his start from the bottom now.
Yeah, it's Chris, like, too. It's also Chris.
Yeah, and he's like, he didn't start at the bottom. He was in the middle. Like,
oh, wait, that might have been somewhere else. But, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, Chris did a skit on that part of it, too. And he's like, why you gotta be so specific? Started from the bottom, now we're a little higher over here. Wait, what are you gonna call the song?
Chris. I'm gonna call it Locations.
Locations. That's beautiful.
So quick backtrack on that shit morning.
all right.
Oh wait, yeah, I want to know about Alex, the lard and the
oh, no, that was something.
You,
I don't know.
What'd
what
you end
was.
Up getting?
I don't know what the lard was, but
was it just a bowl of lard? Ends up,
they made a cheesesteak out of a bowl of lard.
Yeah. A lard steak.
Baltimore's finest lard steak, might I add.
All right, so Alex finds his GPS's food, I guess, nearby or whatever. He finds this place called Southside Diner. Great ratings, like 4.5 out of 5 or something. So we're like, all right, fuck it, let's do that. You know, those solid mix, and it was like they probably have some, like, greasier foods. Excuse me, and then we also have some breakfast. So we get there, starting off pretty good. The waitress was really nice and, you know, good server, and then we also ended up getting hot chocolates, and those were really good and were amazing. And it's like probably not just the powdered packet, you know, it's made with love, and I appreciate that.
My compliments to the chef.
What 5-star chef do they have back in that kitchen?
I worked in a restaurant. I guarantee you, it was probably out of a packet.
It's like one of those.
That's what I'm hoping it was.
It's like one of those restaurants that doesn't have the price on it or anything, and at the end of the bill, you're like, oh shit.
Excuse me. Why was my hot chocolate $73?
Well, first,
you didn't tell me hot chocolate refills cost.
Oh my gosh! All right, quick story. One time, I went to Cobblestones like years ago, right before it shut down and got weird and shitty.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Every Jackson night. Every Jackson Street. Like, let's get weird and shitty.
You're right, though. You're right, though. It is probably going to be really soon since the semester's back in. Anyway.
This Thursday, man. I mean, Depot's happening again.
People let's are gonna do be it. Back
in town. I need to go on Amazon and buy more Dignity.
Yeah, I'm all out.
Throwback.
But yeah. So this was back when, like, Cobblestones was a really decent and slash nice
terrible,
place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before you were afraid to get stabbed in the neck by going there. But one of the girls that we were with just randomly orders a beer, and it was just like, you know how they used to have beers from around the world and stuff
like that?
Oh,
yeah, it was cool.
What it didn't say is the one beer that she ordered for a bottle of it, just like a 12-ounce bottle, it was $20.
Jesus Christ!
Oh no, I've experienced that before.
Yes.
Like, it's like you get the bill. That's why I am that cheap a-hole that I'll be like, wait a minute, how much is this?
Oh no, me too. Because if it doesn't have a, I'm assuming that they're going to try and like mob tactic you and pillowcase you and throw you
at
in.
This diner did to me.
But by that was your fault, though.
No.
Yes, it fucking was.
Wait, what was it that you got?
All right.
Hold on.
We order. First of all, we order mozzarella sticks.
Sure.
I should say I ordered mozzarella sticks. No one really wanted any, but I shared anyways. I was like, just fucking eat it because I don't like it. It was bad. It was bad mozzarella sticks. They were super dry. And I'm like, I don't want these. Oh. I was like, all right. We got them done. We're good. Maybe it's
we
just
chuck
bad.
These down.
Bad fried
dip
foods.
Them in our hot chocolate, you know.
And then, you know, during
Nick's
our
pregnant,
order,
everyone.
During our order, everyone else had gotten omelets, and I had gotten like a burger.
Sorry.
Nick, how's your idea? You keep interrupting Eric.
No, I'm just okay. Yeah. I wanted to hear.
He is dressed like a professor now. He's just like, oh, no, wait, you guys can talk.
Excuse me, I am teaching this class right now.
All
right,
go.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not actually upset. But, I mean, I cry.
He really is. He's hiding. He's pushing it down like Hulk style.
I will cry tonight in bed.
Bing, 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 bing.
I'm going to walk into the Hound when he's performing, and he's like, God, they wouldn't let me talk early. They invite me onto the podcast, and then they didn't want me to talk.
But here's my latest single. Right. Yeah, so we order our food. They get omelets, and I got, like, a burger. I was like, I'm not really feeling breakfast right now. Which is funny, because we specifically didn't go to IHOP, because Marcus didn't want breakfast. But, how about that? Would you get the Spanish omelet?
No.
That was Alex. Would you?
Bacon and cheddar omelet.
Bacon cheddar
omelet.
Oh,
that's
like
any time meal, man.
See?
Hey.
See?
Hey, but does IHOP not have omelets?
Whatever.
Well, you know,
IHOP doesn't just have breakfast, too.
No, though. They only have omelets.
Yeah, I remember that. Do you remember that IHOP that it just, like, opened, like, over on...
Yeah, over off
Queen
of
Street?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, you go, if you go on, like, Yelp or even Google reviews, people are like... Oh, my food's cold.
I've had a bad experience.
It didn't even meet like health code standards.
Oh no, Alex and I got free food there the one time because we ordered it and it took like, and I mean we didn't notice because we were just chilling there talking, having a good time. And like it took like 45 minutes for them to get our order out. And like we hadn't really noticed and the manager came out and was like, I'm so sorry. Everything is free. Like this is all on and we're like,
I want one of these, one of those.
I know, like if I had known, I would be like, it might get a huge order.
What's
like,
your most expensive waffle?
I'm well, feeling
I have a
fancy
fine Belgian from
but, it's actually... I mean Alex and I hadn't even noticed. We're just like, oh, cool, thanks. Like all right, like two thumbs up.
Well, I myself have not been there. I've tried to go there, but it was
I tweeted at them. No, it's packed, yeah.
It's always packed. And then I read something, I think it was in York Dispatch or either York Daily Record, and they put out like health code things.
Yep. They do every year. Anyone who doesn't make it gets published.
They didn't get passed. That wasn't a...
You should have studied for that test better.
Hey, I remember, again, like, I worked in the restaurant. I remember when the health inspector would show up, it would just be, like, sudden show up, and it was like, oh, God, like...
I shouldn't have peed in the trash can, fuck.
Exactly.
you didn't pull SpongeBob and hit him over the head with a shovel thinking he was a murderer and then threw him in the dumpster?
We did not.
You should have. It would have made great podcast material.
It would have. You know what? Hashtag regrets.
No regrets. Continue.
What do we got? Yeah, we were. Oh, it was just we ordered, and I was like, "All right, let me get a burger." She's like, "Would you like chips or fries?" And I'm like, "Surprise me!" She's like, "Because she said it. Oh, it comes with them. You know, it comes with chips." I should have listened to the wording better. It comes with chips, and I said, "Just surprise me." And then she
but
comes
here's
back
the thing.
With the upcharge of the fries,
of course.
And I was like, "You know what? Not
okay." Here's the thing. He got mad. He's just like. Because she was out there wheeling and dealing. Let's call a spade here. She was hustling for the check.
She was upselling.
She was upselling, motherfucker.
But you can hear it. She was like, all right, I know you want that hot chocolate, but let me interest you in two
hot chocolate.
What the hell?
No, that wasn't actually happening, but it was like... We had already ordered the hot chocolate, and she was like, it's so good. Like, we're not going to change our minds.
No,
like,
no, no, we already ordered everything, and then she asked us if we had the onion rings before.
Yeah, that happened. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, she also did the hot chocolate, but yeah, she was like...
She's willing and dealing.
She was like, anyone else want appetizers? And I was like, I think I'm the only one. And she's like, no onion rings. We have really good onion rings. People like them a lot. Like,
they're like, no one wants you. Like, they go to the back and you just see them pull out Tyson onion rings and stuff them in the fryer.
No, the worst part was, though, she was so nice that, like, I was actually this close to buying the onion rings for myself. And I was like, I'm not getting fucking two appetizers.
She saw you coming a mile away.
She did.
She's was like, this is a sucker that I can take advantage of.
Guys, watch this. His bank card, it's mine. It's just all mine.
You might as well just hand his debit card to me right now.
So we get our food. I don't know how everyone's omelets were, but my fries were not great. And I was like, these taste weird. You know, they don't taste bad, but they have no taste. Super sure. Bland.
They're bland.
Like, not salty at all. I was dipping them in ketchup, and like it still wasn't that great. And I don't even ever use ketchup, but I was like, yeah, I'm totally going to hate this burger. And I was like, kidding. And I took a bite of the burger, and I was no longer kidding. I fucking hated it. It was bad. It was like, I tasted like I was chewing on rubber. Like,
oh, jeez.
It had no taste. It was super dry, and the cheese made it weird. Like, that's, I think, where the rubber consistency came from.
They must have just had a bad cook back there. God.
I think so. And I'm we're all like, how?
Like, how did you get this sort of a rating?
Yeah. And how did you mess up a burger? Like, you just put it on the pan.
I mean, burger, you can mess up a little more easily than fries, because fries, you're literally
that's
just
what I'm really confused,
like,
about. Yeah, like, where did you go wrong on fries? You know? But everyone else there that, like, wasn't at our table seemed to be enjoying themselves.
Yeah, so like,
everyone's
was
this, like, ooh, food. Like,
there was this old,
Eric's like, this sucks!
There was an older couple next to us, and they were having a grand old time, and then there was a group of young, like, people our age next to us, and they had a grand old time, and the entire time it's just like the Twilight Zone, because we're just like, are we the
this
only one
good.
That's not having a good time here?
And on top of that, it's like, you're supposed to get the diner food after the night of drinking.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we were so unimpressed. It was just bad. And I'm not going to say that they are a better, like, they are for sure, they were a great place, but
right.
Their food was terrible.
Welcome to a world where other people are happy and you are not.
So
like,
you too use social media?
Now you walk into the Twilight Zone.
I love the Twilight Zone. It's such a good show.
We're living in it now, so.
I actually had a time.
In a world where orange takes the presidency.
In a world where orange is the new black.
Can we make, like, a YouTube short, but have it just be an orange with, like, googly eyes and, like, a fucking weird
red tie and a...
Yeah.
Well, they already have the orange.
Can I voice the orange?
Yeah, annoying orange.
Because I do such a good Donald Trump. Like, it's fantastic. I am the best at it.
We're gonna practice that too much.
It's gonna be huge.
I do. I'm gonna be
well,
huge.
Have you seen Alec Baldwin's new?
It's huge.
They open up for
not
a
huge.
SNL.
Huge.
And he's I am Wolf Blitzer.
Oh yeah.
And he pulls up the PP tape and he goes, "Are you sure Russia hacked you?" It's really Vladimir Putin with a shirt off.
I think my favorite one from earlier this year, it was with Wolf Blitzer, and it was supposed to be a debate between Hillary and Bernie, so they had Larry David on and everything. And he starts out the debate where he's like, "So, how's everyone doing?" And Larry David's just like, "Ah, blah, 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 blah." But then they go, "How are you doing, Secretary Clinton?" And she goes, "You know, just chilling, maxing, relaxing, all cool.
Shoot some b-ball outside of the
like,
pool."
He interrupts her. He's like, "No, no, no, stop, stop, stop. You already have the black vote. Don't ruin it."
Oh, well, my favorite thing, this wasn't Saturday Night Live, is him attacking a civil rights leader this week. That was the best.
Yeah, you know, what else is new?
Again, the Twilight Zone. That was like when you were, the one episode when you were just like, do you really, like, is it me or... It's just everything getting progressively weirder, and I'm just like, you just now realized
just
that shit?
Yeah, because we said it's like a comic.
This shit, like, no. When you hit being a certain age, I think it's like when you hit 18, 19, you start to realize, you went through puberty late then, friend. You start to realize.
No, I went through it twice.
You had double puberty.
Yeah.
So you literally just, like, shit testosterone. It's, like double
it's Jeopardy,
crazy.
But it's double
you must have, like, puberty. You must have, like, seven balls, sir.
No, they hang too low.
Oh. So do you get like, do you have like a ball girdle that you use?
A cup usually suffices. I mean, like a kitchen cup, like a,
oh, like a solo cup that you like tape to your hips.
He's just got it all rolled up inside.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Poke holes for, you know, just get some like
ventilation.
A little ventilation. Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, you should patent that.
Already did. It's in the progress. Patent pending.
It's called the hip grip. It's coming out.
For when your balls are a little too big.
How do you account for moisture? How do you do that?
You can just use simple baby powder. There's a there's actually it's kind of like the you know when the athletes have the powder bags for their hands.
Yeah.
There's one that so every time it walks it just claps against the balls. And
does it do it softly though?
Well, no,
it,
no,
it does. It does.
There's another version you can buy that has like a tiny packet on the inside that when you push a button it kind of just like refreshing burst. upon the genitalia.
Yeah, it's like one of those Airwick mists for your balls.
Yeah, no, just, it's automatic. It's automatic. It's just,
yeah.
Every once in a while, you know, you're just talking. You may be talking to a girl. And it's like, yes.
Ooh.
Hey. Why'd you just get quiet?
Yeah, what just missed it?
Winter just green. Missed
it? Did you just hiss at me? No, sorry, it's just my ball sack. Like, no biggie.
Do you have one of those weird ball cup refresher things?
Yeah.
This date is over.
But
that's
wait.
Dang it, this is the third one this week.
Why does that always turn them off? Like, I don't...
You think they would like fresh balls, but no.
Right?
You think, like, they said it in AC/DC. I've got big balls, you've got big balls.
We all got big balls.
We've got the biggest balls of them all, and they never seem to turn off any of AC/DC's fans.
That is definitely something they need to invent. Some type of antiperspirant for your balls.
There is some sort of like
it's called the hip
look.
Grip.
They have poopery. I'm sure there's gotta be something.
Yeah, there's I believe it was a documentary about just entrepreneurial.
A documentary about sweaty balls.
Yeah.
Right. This is right after Marcus watched the one about prostitutes.
Exactly.
Oh God.
He was like, all right, I just got to this one about prostitutes. Why what? Ooh, a sweaty ball documentary. Yes.
Hold on, I gotta get popcorn for this. I need to be in the zone. Where's my electric blanket?
Electric blankets are awesome.
Oh, I got one for Christmas. It's fantastic.
That's the one thing I regret not having on my bed. Like, I always grew up with them. Like, my parents had them for me, mostly because I think they like to keep the heat really down cold, so they would get us electric blankets that we could use at night.
That doesn't make any sense.
Does your like... parents want to keep the heat cold?
I'd say...
Yeah, I get it.
Yes.
I'd say regardless of the size of bed you have, always just get a king size.
Well, I mean, like I think my parents have always just got me like a double, like you know.
Yeah.
And a double's relatively big. Since I've moved out, I have a queen size bed.
I've been tempted
just to bring my double over, just because electric blankets are the bomb. Like,
yeah,
they're so nice.
They are.
You turn that thing on like a half hour before you go into bed. And then you open up the bed and curl in, and you're like, oh my God, it's already nice and warm.
Yeah, you could sleep ass naked in the winter and not die or get a, like, fucking cold. Yeah.
What are those, like, $100 or something?
They're not cheap. Blankets? They're decently expensive, but they're worth it. Like, they're worth every
time. Yeah, you can shop around and get a really decent one for right around $100. It's like $60 to $100, depending on the brand and where you get it.
Yeah.
Three nights of drinking.
I don't know how this moved from, I don't know how this moved from powdering balls to electric blankets.
Are you talking three nights?
Segways,
like
fantastic segways.
That's true. Baltimore.
Well, gosh, especially in Baltimore, yeah.
I spent so much fucking money. You don't even know. I don't even know.
You don't even remember.
Our wallet is gone, pretty much.
Oh, God. And now Eric is going to be eating rice and beans for the next 3 weeks.
No, I still have that food from the diner because I couldn't finish it. So I might just
Now
he's gonna be eating terrible diner food he didn't like the first right around.
Yeah, I mean that's why we only did it once. Last night I just went over to my friends were supposed to go to an event and that fell through. So I hung out and caught up with old friends. And then what we did was my friend was just like, yeah, we should do face masks. I'm like, I'm in there, let's do it. I'm going to look 12 forever. And then we watched Cops until like 3 in the morning.
Gotta look like, fresh.
Everybody was just sitting there watching Cops. I was like, I'm so fucking tired. I passed out on the floor.
Did you touch my drum set?
But on that note...
Stepbrothers.
Oh,
okay.
Let's,
yeah, a little bit.
Off.
I forgot.
I got
that. Yeah.
Oh, nuts! I hate that
movie.
Ah, nuts on the drum set.
Yeah. Hip grip on the drum set.
But on that note, let's call it. Luke's not here. Let's call it a sode, guys.
Luke's not here. It's a sode.
Hold on, I have four more stories.
Save it for next time.
Those are on the outtakes. We deleted those by accident.
Like when we almost deleted the episode last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hey, guys, how come every time I was talking, it's not in the podcast?
We edited Eric completely out.
Just weird patches of silence and us laughing.
Balls in a cup!
When did they start talking about balls in a cup? I don't understand.
This transition.
What are you talking about terrible mozzarella sticks and food for?
Yeah, but that diner. Never again.
I've had mozzarella sticks where you, like, bite into it and the cheese is still, like, solid.
It wasn't solid. It was just really...
The outside was super dry or something.
Yeah, super dried on the outside. It tasted like you were biting into, like, something not fully... It's like something that came out of the fridge. That's what it tasted like.
Yeah.
I feel like the worst is when you get the mozzarella sticks and it's just, like, I can already see, like, this is just... Oh. This is just a stick of hollow bread, like the cheese exploded out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's terrible. All right, sorry, go ahead. Close it up.
Well, let's just call it a sode. Thanks, as always, to Eric Devix for stopping in.
Hi.
I mean, you want to tell the people where they can find you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can find me on the corner
of Princess Street, selling his body.
Yeah.
Tuesday night special. 5 minutes for $2.
Oh.
You can find me.
Whoa, wow, that's a low rate.
As far away from that diner as possible. I have a website at devix.me. That website has a link to all social media. Or you can search Devix on Facebook.
Check out his easiest
two ways
good.
To do it. I do have a SoundCloud with semi-recent music, but I am actually getting close on starting. Recording
that's
at a studio, so we're
like
doing
40 seconds right cents a minute. That's how much you're worth. 40 cents a minute.
What does that mean? I mean, I know what it means, but like, wait, how did you calculate it?
Because I just divided 2 by 5.
2. Wait, why?
Because I said that you were doing specials on Tuesday.
I was like, what? yeah, but you guys could go there and subscribe, like, etc. Was the other thing? I think that's
Depot.
Yeah. If you guys are in the York area, right by the college, I host Depot Open Mic every other week. However, I am there every week. And
now it's Devix, DEVIX, correct?
Correct. Apostrophe yes. 7.
Wait, what?
Squiggly line.
Hashtag
Batman
square
single.
Box.
All right. Then on that note, I am Nick. You can find me on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter, all under NLenz42. That's NLENZ42.
I'm Steve. Goodbye.
Always sweet and simple.
Got him.
And how he lives his life.
Got
him. Sweet and simple Steve.
Just looking at Twitter to see what else.
Steve is currently Googling hip grip.
Patents for hip grip will come
exactly.
Via
He's
Steve.
Like, how much does a patent cost?
I'm Marcus. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at QUEZMAV. Snapchat is SIRMAV. You can also find me on Genius. I'll be posting.
I was just about to say, because that should be up here. There's going to be a special project. It should already be up before this episode airs of a special interview episode between Marcus and myself for... some works that Marcus did, and he posted up some stuff, so check it out.
Yeah, we'll give you guys the links to everything, but yeah, I have it on Genius, and you can find it there. Just look up AU_XY. You can find it, if I remember the blog name correctly, I think it's MAV, 88MAV@blogspot.com, if I remember correctly.
Does he remember his own blog?
I don't. I literally just made it because I wanted to use it, but I don't remember the URL like off the top of my head because it's like 2 days old. And then
just make sure you guys let me know when this is going to Eric.
It'll be up on Tuesday.
Get it. But yeah. So I will. I'll be posting that through my good old Instagram and my Twitter, and then. It'll have all the links where you could find it and read all the annotations. And then there's the interview with Nick and I. Then there's also the review from...
Interview.
And then there's also the review from Alex, which we'll give you the links for. So, yeah.
And
follow me on Snapchat, Devix1994.
And then, as always... you can hit up the official Trophy Husband's Twitter at TheTrueTrophies. And then, like always, thanks for tuning in. You can catch new episodes every single Tuesday on hashtag Trophy Tuesdays. Have a good day, have a good week, have a good month, have a good year, have a good life, and we will catch you next week.